Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. Do you know where your food comes from? Over the next few minutes, you're going to learn some things about the food you take home to your family. We call this segment, Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
I used to just write recipes, you know?
A mom who made pies.
A mom who made pies.
Uh-huh.
And then we started doing this show almost 3 years ago now.
You started soon. And then I came aboard a little later into it.
Yeah, but you're the one that asked me to do the show.
Yes, I did.
And we put the show on the air, and I was doing recipes and talking about local stuff. And then I started realizing, because I have to read about news for the show, what's going on with the food supply and all the genetically modified food and all the issues with it and all the stuff that can happen. And then we had some guests on the show, some different interviews and stuff. And then Representative Michelle Raywinkle-Vasalinda put forth a bill in front of the Florida legislature. Thank goodness. I'm so thrilled about that. To label GMOs in our state. It did not pass in California because of the massive amount of money involved, and it was voters voting. These are legislators voting, not the citizens. So it's a smaller group of people. And while I think the people should vote on it, this is actually a little easier because we can, you know, figure out where everybody's position is. Now, there's a gentleman that's on one of the three committees. Representative, well, there's a couple of them.
There's a couple. There are three.
Representative Matt Caldwell is the first person who has to agenda this bill for it to move forward. Otherwise, it just dies.
That's correct. What he has to do is he has to tell the House Agriculture Committee members, this needs to be voted on.
I looked at his resume.
That's the term agenda, the item.
Right. I looked at his resume and I thought it was actually pretty okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really controversial or anything. But then there's some websites on the internet that track political contributions. One of his contributors is the very company that is testing citrus for GMO field trials right now.
Okay, now this is Caldwell? That's what you said?
Yes.
Caldwell? Okay, Caldwell?
Yeah.
All right.
He has taken money from Southern Gardens Citrus, who is owned by U.S. Sugar.
Okay, he's accepted their campaign contributions.
That would be more accurate. He has accepted their campaign contribution.
Right.
And he is on the committee that's supposed to agenda a GMO labeling bill. Now, I don't know. Do you think that's a conflict?
I personally do.
My opinion.
I think what he should do is he should be on the phone with the Speaker of the House and say, you know what? I don't think that I should be the one.
I don't think it's appropriate for me to vote on this, for me to agenda this, to be involved.
I should be recused from this.
And why do you think that's not happening? See, this is the problem. This gives the appearance of impropriety. It gives the appearance of impropriety, and he should, in my opinion, recuse himself from this and have someone else head the committee.
At least in this action.
Yes.
At least in this action, someone else should be the one to say whether this item gets placed on the agenda in the House Agriculture Committee or not. And it won't even make it to the other two committees unless it makes it out of House Ag. That's the way the rules work. It has to go through House Ag, then it goes through Appropriations, and then it goes to the State Affairs Committee.
I'm not pleased about finding out this information. I was concerned that there was a connection, and when I found the connection, I wasn't happy about it. I'm not sitting there saying, la, 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 we found the connection. What I'm saying is, I'm tired of this kind of stuff happening, and I really think that you should do right by the citizens of the state of Florida who want to know what's in their food. And he should not be involved in this at all.
Let's tell the story of what happens when you call Representative Matt Caldwell's office.
What does happen, Michael?
The phone rings. It rings maybe once or twice, and it automatically goes to a voicemail system. There's no legislative assistant that answers the telephone. There's no, hey, it's Matt. You know, I'm sorry, I can't take the call right now. It's a voicemail, and that's it. There's no return calls. We've left messages. Nothing happens.
You said that like one of those lounge guys. Hey, it's Matt. I'm not here right now.
Nothing
but you can leave a message.
Happens. And I'm going to tell folks, you have, over the past week, let him know in uncertain terms, using Twitter, and also we've called their office and left messages.
Yeah.
that we want something. Give us something, some sort of answer. And there has been nothing. No response, just silence.
And there are people that have accused me of being, you know, uppity and rude and all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But we deserve a response. We deserve a response.
We're paying for a response from the guy. He's getting paid by the citizens of the state of Florida to do our business, and he's not responding.
At this point, I just want him to recuse himself, and I'm going to ask for that this week.
All right, here's what I want folks to do. If you're listening right now, I want you to go to Eat St. Pete on Facebook. His telephone number is right on the front page of that Facebook page. Eat St. Pete on Facebook.
Give him a call. Leave a message. You know, let them know what you think. And in the meantime, we're going to keep fighting the good fight. I don't know if we're going to win, but we'll see what happens. You've been listening to Food Nation Radio Network. Join us next week. We'll be talking about more Easter recipes and probably something else controversial. Who knows?
Miss any part of the show? Download the podcast and listen anytime at ElizabethDoherty.com. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Food Nation Radio. And be here next week for the Food Nation Radio Network.